staring at the star-filled sky.
How far do you reckon we are from the Ville?
20 miles.
JB polished his glasses, angling them to the flames to check for smears.
Nearer 25.
Trader was changing the dressing on the knife wound, peering down at it.
Does that look healthy to you, Ryan?
Too early to be sure. Can't see any redness spreading away from it. How's it feel? You must have had enough cuts in your life to be able to figure if it's healing.
Yeah. Times it feels bad, times it feels worse. When you get past the big 5-0, Ryan, you discover everything takes a lot longer than it used to.
I found that happened when I passed the big 3-0, Trader. Takes me all night now to get ready to do what I used to do all night.
Nice one, Cone.
Abe looked at Trader awkwardly.
I'm not Cone.
What? Of course you're not Cone. You're Abe, aren't you? What the fuck? Cone was one of the navigators. And communications. You think I don't know that?
Ryan reached out and helped himself to another hunk of bread, spreading it with the sweet orange preserve that they'd liberated from the ranch. Trader was smiling again, seeming to have instantly forgotten his sudden fit of red anger.
I meant to ask you boys something.
What's that?
You heard any word of a gang coming to the Deathlands from some other place?
Ruskies? Over the Narrows up by Alaska? Had a run-in with them once.
No, not the fucking Ruskies.
Who then?
Chinese or Japanese. Nobody seems to know for sure. But they're yellow as gold, with slitty eyes. I heard word of them every now and again when I was traveling way up north.
Orientals? I come across them a lot. Especially out the west coast, inland from what used to be California. And around some of the ruins of the Bigvilles east.
Trader shook his head, massaging his bruised leg with both hands, bending and flexing the knee.
They got a name. Word like Salmon Eye, some fucking weird name.
Samurai? Was that the name you heard, Trader?
That was it. By God, JB, but you got brains where other people just have hard white bone. That was it. Samurai.
I've heard that word before. What are they, JB?
Warrior cult from Japan. Not from China, I think. Kind of dedicated traveling sect men. Use swords. Sort of a bit like priests as well.
Now, you mean there's a gang of these guys around the Deathlands, Trader?
What I heard. I never met anyone actually seen them. Someone's brother knows a gaudy slut in some pest hole who heard a traveler say he saw a dying man who'd had a run-in with him. But you keep hearing the same sort of story. My belief is that you don't get steam without hot water.
Ryan looked across the fire at his former chief.
You believe this, Trader?
I reckon that you could live a long while by ignoring rumors and stories like this one. Then, just when you thought you'd made it across the river, one of them rumors jumps up alive and grinning and tears at your throat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, know what you mean.
Thing is, I heard first of them far up north. Then each time there was a story of these samurais, they were getting farther south. Organized like a regular little army, someone told me.
From what I read about them, it would only take a few to run a ville. Incredible discipline. Sure would like to see them.
If they exist.
Sure, if they exist.
There was no discussion about whether they'd need to post a guard during the night. Ryan took the last watch, through the small hours of the night, into the dawn. He sat by the dying embers of the fire, shrouded in a thick blanket, looking across the land, where pockets of white mist filled the hollows. Now that he and JB had found Trader, and the old man had fulfilled his wish to visit the ruins of the Ville, there was nothing to prevent them from setting out for home again. Ryan felt a lifting of his spirits at the thought of seeing Christy, Dean, and the others again. They lost the hearse 4 days later. It wasn't a dramatic accident, no rumbling fall of packed mud and snow, no ambush by screaming wildwooders, no forest fire with the flames leaping like napalm grins from tree to exploding tree, no flash flood. Ryan was at the reins, at the head of the party, as they made their way cautiously along a badly rutted side road south of Mount Rainier, not all that far from the Ville of Yakima. Abe and JB rode saddle horses, leading the pack animals. Trader's leg and knife wound were both much improved, but he had taken a liking to riding in style inside the glass-walled wag, lying back on blankets, watching the world move serenely by him. It was early morning, a little after 8 o'clock by Ryan's wrist chron. There had been a sharp frost overnight, which left a layer of gray ice coating the puddles and rutted pools along the trail. Most of them were only a couple of inches deep, but Ryan had still been very carefully easing the team along. The hearse lurched to the right, nearly throwing Ryan from the box. He looked over his shoulder to see that the rear right wheel had grated down into a far deeper pothole than any of the others, and had simply disintegrated. The metal rim had immediately buckled, and the delicate painted spokes had proved unequal to the pressure. They snapped one by one, the whole wheel crumbling into the frozen mud, dropping that corner of the rig, the distorted suspension springs protesting.
No chance.
The team had been unhitched and tethered in a nearby grove of larches, along with the pack and saddle animals. Trader had been helped out of the back of the toppled rig, rubbing his elbow where he'd taken a nasty blow. Ryan shook his head sorrowfully.
Yeah, no way we can repair that.
It'll mean losing some of the provisions. Pack animals already carrying good loads.
No, not like when we left that place, Trader. We've eaten a fair bit since then, as well as using some of the ammo.
Yeah, true. I reckon we can strap blankets and stuff on the saddle horses.
Why not use the 4 black horses? Shame to let good horses go to waste.
Trader fingered his armalite.
Least we can do is butcher a couple of them.
Ryan looked at the matched team.
We already got meat. They're fine animals. It'd be a shame to slaughter them just like that. I reckon we could use them to barter for more food.
He was proved right the next afternoon. They saw a side trail with a notice warning strangers that it was the Springham Ranch. Ryan read the rest of the sign aloud.
You got business, then come ahead. But if you don't, then you best keep out. Ignore this, and you don't even get buried.
Yeah, friendly group of people.
Yeah, real businesslike.
Ironically, Trader was right. They passed 2 set gates, each time being looked over by hard-eyed, unsmiling men who wanted to know what they wanted at the spread. The guards waved them through when they were satisfied, muttering into short-range walkies the news of the 4 strangers' arrival. Before they got to the main house, which was built like a miniature fortress with an encircling moat and gun towers, half a dozen more cowboys halted them. The Ramrod, a tall man in a poncho, was smoking a narrow cigar.
You want to deal them blacks?
Sure, for provisions. They like to know who I'm talking to.
Name doesn't matter. Deal with me, you deal with the Springham place. All you need to know, old-timer.
Ryan felt the sudden tension and wished he was on his feet rather than high in a saddle. If Trader had one of his red rages, then there would be a lot of blood spilled.
Shame that your Ma and Pa never bothered to teach you any manners and respect.
Who the fuck do you think you are, old man? Talking to me like that with 2 guns to your 1. Ha! You sure got some nerve.
I'm called Trader. This is Ryan Carter, J.B. Dix, and the little guy's Abe.
You can't be Trader. Trader's long dead.
But the note of confidence was gone. Ryan could see the other 6 hands, shuffling and glancing at one another.
Died up near the South Fork of the Brazos.
I don't have the time to talk to a performing bear. I got 4 good wag horses to deal. You want to do it, then let's get on. If you don't, then move out of my way, kid.
You really, Trader?
There's one way to find out, and... Look. We got off on the wrong foot here. We carry on, and there'll be some widows and orphans by sundown. So... Can we trade?
Yeah. Sure.
It didn't take long. Everyone involved knew the quality of the 4 black horses, and there was little attempt to haggle. At one point, Ryan noticed a short, stout man with gray hair walk out onto a balcony at the front of the house and study the proceedings through a pair of binoculars, the sun glinting off the lenses.
Is that Springham?
Sure is. Grandson of old man Springham.
Is Bart the name of the grandfather?
Yeah. Founded this spread. Comanche got him, hunting south. Must be 30 years ago now. What's left of him got brought back and buried in the family mausoleum out back by the stream. You knew him?
Yeah. I knew him.